Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
With Michael Hersey and Diego Lopez.
I've got groundhogs and... Here's the thing, man. I like talking to you, but I mean, enough's enough. Really? Right? Like if we make, I mean, how funny would it be if we turn out like, you know, those two guys, I don't want to talk to their name, but they're like, they were famous on the radio together and then they kind of like hate each other.
Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm. Milli Vanilli.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Now I forget his name.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Like, were they friends first?
I would assume so.
Yeah, what if we become...
Do you think they were just paired together?
I think it's that.
But they were boys for a while.
I don't know that. They were
like
they
on
were
air.
Well, sure, they're professionals.
Are we professionals?
I mean, you're wearing sunglasses inside. I don't think, I mean, it's very professional.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't have to blow my fucking cover.
I mean, the fans, they know. They saw the Instagram story. Whoa, risky business.
It's fine. I slid them down. I slid down the sunglasses. It feels so nice to do this.
To wear sunglasses inside?
To wear sunglasses inside.
Okay.
Do you feel like to talk to you. To wear sunglasses inside.
Do you feel a little more protected?
I just feel like I can do whatever I want.
You're like Frankenstein and Big Daddy.
The little boy.
Little boy. When he puts on the sunglasses, he feels like he's invisible.
Oh, I feel like I couldn't be more visible than these.
They're quite loud.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
If it's too loud,
yep.
You're too old. That's what I've always said about sunglasses. You've always said
about the visual protection that is sunglasses.
I love when the sun's not in my eyes, and you never know when it's going to come into a room at night.
No, I think you do.
You never know when it's going to come into a room you're in inside of a house at nighttime.
And facing away from the window?
I couldn't be facing more away from the window.
The one window, and it's 100% okay, to your back.
Okay, first of all, let's not denigrate the room we're in.
I don't know what that means.
There's two windows. They're directly next to each other.
Oh, okay. Well, my mistake. I apologize to this fucking room.
There's one hole.
Yes.
Two window.
Okay. You're right.
It's like a... There's like a little gooch in between them.
Mm-hmm. It's way closer than you think.
They're way closer than you think.
They're way closer than you think.
The windows are so much closer than you think.
Uh-huh.
With only a thin...
It's so thin.
Separating them.
Yeah.
A thin item.
And really poor
I would say
design.
I would say a membrane.
Yeah.
Separating
a
these...
A cell of a...
separating these two windows. You could put your fingers on either side of these windows and snap.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be audible.
It would be 100% audible.
Speaking of, use the code.
Boys pod.
Use the code two idiots.
Do we have an ongoing joke between us on the podcast?
Do we have an ongoing joke?
Yeah, do we have like an inside joke at this point where we can do like a...
Use the code, please do not disrespect me.
I guess that's the only joke. It's just too long.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
That's true. We got to come up with a name for our fans, our listeners.
Pieces of
timers?
Shit. Hey, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's way better. That's way better.
The pieces of shit.
Yeah.
If you listen to our podcast, but I'm going to lower the sunglasses a little
bit. Hold on a second.
So I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to talk truth here. If I pull the sunglasses
down, man. Don't even hold back. It's just you and I here.
I know. Leif is a fucking whisper in the wind. He's gone.
Oh.
All right, he's here too. But I pulled the sunglasses down.
Yep.
To talk truth.
Talk it.
If you listen to our podcast, there's no way you haven't done something you should have gone to jail for.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you didn't.
Yeah.
There's no way. If
you're a regular listener.
If you're a regular listener.
Wow.
And you got perfect attendance in school.
Mm-hmm.
I will Venmo you. I'm going to need proof.
That's hard proof.
I'm going to need proof.
Do you need full grade or do you mean like career?
I'll just go full grade.
A full grade. A singular grade.
I will Venmo.
And then it's a possible thing to get, like, proof-wise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elementary school, specifically.
I'm going to need the proof, and it can't... No, Leif, don't even fucking talk. I'm kidding. You can talk after I finish the sentence.
It's going to be an hour-long sentence.
It's going to be a very... and they said the aristocrats. If you have the proof, that you can send to me that isn't just some little piece of shit paper that you printed out in your fucking inkjet printer in your crappy apartment, I will Venmo you 69 cents.
That's pretty good. I'll match it.
He'll match it.
I'll match it.
And that will give you 69 cents times two.
Times, twice.
69 twice.
That's 140 minus 138. There you go.
The Misfits number.
That's
okay,
how I do,
number.
That's how I do math.
You go, okay, with the more and then a little bit less.
The one
more.
I know, and then whatever the rest of this. All
right, anyway, we're going to say life. Fucking get up on the microphone. You're the fucking producer.
I went to jump the gun. I was really hoping you were going to like go overboard. I had way too many years of perfect attendance. I have an award for it. I was just going to like go grab it. I was like, yeah, you suck it. But then you said 69 cents, and I was like, well, that's not worth any bit.
It's actually worth 69 cents, if you think about
times
it.
Times two.
Times two. Which is, as we know, 140 minus two, $1.38.
Ooh, all right. Well, when you put it that way, you know, I didn't think of it that way.
That's almost a newspaper.
Yeah.
How much is a newspaper? 150.
I have
$1.50.
No,
we're talking $2.
Whoa, I have no idea.
I haven't bought a newspaper in, I don't know, when's the last time I tried to jerk off in public and hide myself? 15 years ago.
The date was November 8th.
15 odd years ago.
Yeah, I think. I know the newspaper on Sunday costs more because there's a Bible in it.
There's not a Bible in it. What are you talking about?
Why is it so thick then?
Is the Bible the only thick thing you've ever seen?
On Sunday, it correlates. It fucking makes sense.
Oh, brother.
That's airtight right there, bitch.
That air couldn't be looser. I'll tell you that.
Oh, man. Welcome to a Little Time Podcast. How are you doing? My name is Diego Lopez.
I'm Michael Brucey.
Producer Leif is here.
Hello.
And this is our podcast where we talk about the Civil War. We like to discuss.
Oh, the Battle of Antietam. It couldn't have been more brutal. 93 million people died. And all of them white.
We talk about the Civil War through the eye of the film Wild Wild West.
There were giant spiders everywhere.
Bloodbath McGrath. I remember his name.
Kevin Costner, as far as the eye could see.
That one weird actor who's apparently like a really well-trained guy but is the villain. I don't know his name. Apparently, that guy's like a fucking phenomenal.
It wasn't Kevin Costner? No, it was a different
guy. No, Kevin
guy.
Costner was the buddy. The spider guy. I don't know that guy's name. I'll look it up.
Look it up. Joe Pantaleone?
Oh, my God.
The Joey Pants?
That's very funny. Villain in Wild Wild.
There's no way Kevin Costner was actually in Wild Wild West.
Kevin Costner? No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Kevin Kline.
It was Kevin Kline?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Look at that. That's close enough.
Who was the dwarf on Wild? He wasn't a dwarf. He had his legs cut off.
He was Dorf?
No. The first question was, who was the dwarf on Wild Wild West?
Oh, the dwarf. I thought you meant Dorf, the character from the 80s.
No. Dwarf. I guess I say certain words incorrectly. I don't enunciate fully sometimes.
Is that because of your massive amount of head injuries?
I bet it's that.
I'll tell you right now.
Yep.
They're not helping.
Mm-mm. Luckily, I don't want to talk professionally for a living.
What's up?
This is like an old show. I don't want to read this. Okay, I fucking hate this already.
Just look up Wild Wild West movie.
All right, well, what are you going to talk about while I do that?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Okay, thank you so much.
Wow, Leif, Jesus Christ. You could have fucking started looking it up 5 fucking minutes ago before we even started talking about this stuff.
Fucking bitch with a nice penis, I hear.
Dude, you got a fucking hog. Are we sitting with a hogsman?
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, you got a hog.
That's great. Look, we all have our strengths. Ours is comedy and being fun and cool, and Leif, piece of his body.
And to be honest, your strength's kind of your body also.
That's true. Yeah, good.
I'll tell you what my strength is. Mm-hmm. Your body.
You sneak girls into my room while I'm asleep and then show them my body.
Look at that. It's like he's been chiseled out of marble. All right, now come look at my fucking gut. We're lucky my dick sticks out farther than my gut for now.
Uh-huh. Now you get back on the train. On the train? On the horse. You get back on the horse.
I'm getting back on the horse train.
The horse train of working out.
I know, man. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, what are you going to tell me?
I haven't been to the gym in a while.
I know you haven't.
What are you, fucking monitoring how often I go to the gym?
We talk every day.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I can tell when you go to the gym.
Because I say, hey, I went to the gym today.
You fucking wake me up or text me. Or
I go, look at me.
And you see, I get it. See why people would like to post it? Because it makes them feel good.
I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm. What's his name like?
Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, Kenneth Branagh.
B-R-N-A-S. That guy sounds like a
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Banana?
Yep, Kenneth Banana.
Kenneth Banana.
That's my man, Kenny B. All
right, what's your favorite scene in Wild Wild West?
My favorite scene in Wild Wild West? Gotta be the ending. Because that means that piece of shit movie is over.
I remember when Wild Wild West was coming out, they did a like an advertising thing with Burger King where they I don't know what their version of a Happy Meal is called again, but...
Burger King Kids Meal.
Kids Meal. Wow, that's really fucking lazy writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not doing it. Do you want to know what their kids club was called?
Mm.
The Burger King Kids Club.
Smart.
They're like, what if we call it the Whopper? And they're like, what about after that? You're like, other hamburger.
Hamburger number two. Well, they did this promotion where their Happy Meal... The shit would come with their, you know how they wore those little sunglasses?
The little steampunk.
Oh, I felt, yeah, little
spectacles.
Spectacles. I loved them. I thought I was like a little Will Smith.
You were like a little Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
In that your parents did not want you.
Is that a known thing about him?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, that's even better. That's great. Good for you,
that's
man.
That's pretty fun, huh?
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I got your ass.
You got me. Life, what was your favorite scene?
In Wild Wild West.
Oh, such a bad movie.
Pick one.
I just keep thinking of the giant spider, mm-hmm. because it was supposed to be for a totally different movie,
right?
And then
preach on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sing
a
it,
lot
honey.
About it. It sounds like you may know more. Than
oh,
me.
I know so much more about it.
It was supposed to be like a totally different movie, and then they like decided to go this route, and I can't imagine that being like the guy. I think it was the director was so determined to use the giant spider that was going to be used in another movie.
It was one of the producers who also produced the TV movie version of It, which also had a giant, or maybe it was the director, but it was a person
one of those,
involved,
yeah,
who also directed It, which also had a giant spider in it for no reason because that's not in the book at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loves giant spiders.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. He was supposed to direct the Superman with Nicolas Cage that never came out.
Oh, there's a documentary about that I really want to watch.
And that was where the spider
was supposed to be. That's where the spider was supposed to be.
Yep, yep, yep. Oh, my God. How insane would have that Superman been? And instead we get Wild Wild West.
Well, I mean, that's a good segue into
MoviePass Corner.
Hello, how are you?
We're dusting off MoviePass Corner.
Do you guys still have MoviePass?
You bet.
Yeah, bitch.
Your ass.
I paid it for the year. I have no reason to get rid of it.
And I am afraid of confrontation. So I'll pay them $10 until I die.
That's fun.
But we did MoviePass Corner, and we saw Mandy, which is the new Nick Cage joint.
Yeah, with that director whose name is very difficult to pronounce.
I got nothing on that one.
Yeah, it's very ethnic. I think it's Hispanic or Latino or of Spanish descent.
It's like when I try to pronounce the guy who did The Lobster. Yorgos Lanthimos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking the Greekest name that's ever existed.
Very Greek.
I got nothing, man.
Zeus?
Hey, guess what? Your name's Tim. All right, I might have to take these sunglasses off.
Wow, that lasted a good amount of time.
That was all right. How long do we have the sunglasses on for it?
13 minutes.
I'll do 13. That's the devil's number, apparently.
Mm.
It's such a cowardly move to not put a 13th floor on a building.
I hate it.
It's crazy.
So fucking, are you adults?
Grow up. Dude, I was walking a dog in like over near the water in Williamsburg, mm-hmm. like up in like South Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
Which is weird to say up in South Williamsburg, but you know, they had these townhouses.
Yeah.
And I was walking around and it was just like, they're like 2-story townhouses, like crazy.
And they didn't have a 13th floor.
No. But it went townhouse 10, 11, 12, 14.
Wow.
They couldn't even have townhouse 13.
What's so crazy to me about it is I can't tell you why that is considered an unlucky number.
I don't know.
There's no like actual, like, you know, there might be, but I don't think most people know the very specific reasoning behind why this is unlucky. It's just vaguely unlucky.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th. Okay, but why is that unlucky?
Well, why is that bad?
Did
I like
just
that.
Decide it because of the movie? Is that it?
Because it had to be, no, it had to be before the movie.
It was prior to the movie.
But where is it? Why is it? And why am I talking like this?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's like, just Because guess what? You live on the 14th floor, you live on the 13th floor.
So have fun sleeping in that, you fucking doofus.
Guess what? You live at 1413? Oh, you live at 1313. Mm-hmm. That's double 13. Bad luck. Yeah. 1313, Dead End Drive.
Whoa.
My favorite board game.
That's a game?
It was a board game. I don't think I ever played it, actually. Oh. But it was like a spooky board game.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, 1313, Dead End Drive.
That's fun.
Were you a board game guy?
I always want to be. No, I wasn't at all. I really wanted to be. My parents, they were very much like, we don't need this, so no.
And my parents are like, whatever it takes for you to stop talking.
I really like now as an adult playing games.
You do.
I like when we're hanging out with Brad. We're hanging out with those people.
Yeah.
We always end up playing some kind of game, and I love that. I think it's a sober thing. We're sitting here.
My friends that don't drink, so I'm thinking of one specifically. He has a closet full of tabletop games.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You have the right ones are fun. I love playing Heads Up. Last time I played Heads Up over at Brad's, that killed an hour and a half. And I'm yelling.
I'm sweating.
We were crushing it.
We were.
It was so obvious that we were comedians at that moment. Like, any of the people that were new that didn't know who we were like, okay, you two need attention a lot. But we're also just quicker. It was crazy.
I'm just here.
Yeah, we're great at that. We should make a Heads Up tournament.
Oh, that would be really fun.
That would be so much fun. Do you like games, Leif?
I love games.
What were some of
your favorites? Some would categorize Leif as a game boy.
Oh, my man. Get right here. All right, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. Anyway, what kind of games do you like, Leif? Fucking spit it out already.
Well, I used to play a lot of Xbox and whatnot, but I'm a big fan of just game tabletop.
Yeah, I'm talking what tabletop games.
Get specific.
Man, I don't know. I like a lot of the new.
Settlers, man?
I enjoy Settlers.
Do you settle Catan?
I enjoy it. It's usually, though, when I play, people are drinking, they get way too drunk, and then it's not fun. People are just yelling and arguing. Mm-hmm. I will always play Scrabble. Love Scrabble. That could probably be my number one.
Here's the thing about me with Scrabble.
Yeah?
I really don't know any words.
Fair. You know, I don't either, but there's also a lot of math in it, if you're into math.
Oh, that's double math for me.
Oh, God.
You couldn't have said anything that made it seem worse to me.
Yeah.
You're like, also, you got to make eye contact with your father. I'm like, this game sucks.
Also, call your ex on the phone. Yeah, damn it.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you go on a date with a woman that likes you? I'm like, why would I ever do that?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay. I never played either of those. I didn't like the games that are very intelligent-based. Like, I like more just, like, fun, silly, let's go.
Werewolf.
I agree with that.
Werewolf is fun. Dude. Yelling. Lying.
Yelling, lying.
Those are great.
Accusing your friends of things.
Ooh, those are fun. Reason. Yeah, I played a couple, like, party games. I don't remember any of the names, though.
Spin the bottle. Kiss your sister. Fuck your father.
7 minutes.
7 minutes in your father's room.
God damn it. I was going to say 7 minutes in your father.
Congratulations. Oh, I see. Don't wake daddy. Also, wake daddy.
Wake daddy with your mouth.
Yeah. Give daddy a little wake
I did
up.
Find out why 13 is
oh,
unlucky.
Please.
Initially, it was bad luck because Judas was the 13th disciple, and he was the 13th one to sit down at the final meal.
Okay.
The Last Supper.
And
the final kid's meal.
Yeah. And he was the one who blah 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 blah.
What did he do?
What
did you do?
What WDJD? Mm. What did Judas do?
Okay, that makes a little sense.
I mean, I guess.
But who's counting how many people at a party? Like friends?
They're like okay,
number 12, and you're like, all right,
Seth sat down 12. Judas, take a seat.
Order. Stop counting.
You're at a house. Just eat. Why are you worried about Judas? Do you think Jude Law's name is short for Judas Law?
100%.
Yeah?
100%.
Okay. Good for him. Judas Law.
In my head, I almost made it Judas Law Law. like Judas Law was Judas's name. His full name
is Judas Law Law.
So Judas, his name was Judas Law. And then you said, do you think
Jude Law's name
is Judas? It's added it to his name already.
Hyphen?
Yeah. His maiden name is also Law. All right, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
No, Judas Law.
I think I just had a fucking aneurysm.
I think you lost it.
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
So we saw Mandy.
So we saw Mandy. We saw the IFC Center, which is a legendary theater here in New York City. If you've never been, go fuck yourself. It's a psychedelic thriller, dreamy
horror
cult.
Yeah.
Violence.
Because somebody was asking me if I what I because I don't want to call it a horror movie because I don't think it is a horror.
No, I don't think it qualifies. I would lean more towards slasher, even.
Yeah.
Cult slasher.
Yeah, it's definitely closer to that because it doesn't feel like I was never scared.
Yeah, it's like if what's his name, the Charlie guy, the writer Charlie
Brown.
No, the
his Angels.
Chaplin.
The Jim Carrey movie with the dreams and the memory. Charlie Kaufman. It's like a Charlie Kaufman
Jim
slasher
Carrey?
Film. Yeah, he was in.
Do you mean Nicolas Cage?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Wait, is that a Charlie Kaufman movie? Or am I making that up?
That's not.
No? Okay, whatever.
Are you thinking of.
It's okay. I'm wrong. It's okay.
Charlie Kaufman, played by Nicolas Cage in.
Adaptation?
Adaptation.
I mean, sure, but Charlie Kaufman's a writer. Anyway.
You don't say.
Yeah, anyway.
That's what that whole movie's about.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays two boys.
He plays the two boys. I like the movie. I will never watch it again.
I did.
You did, which is crazy to me.
I saw it a second time.
Yeah. It was just a lot.
It was...
I just don't have the energy for that kind of movie.
I would describe it as unrelenting.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole time.
The whole time.
It felt like a pressure was on you. But I also did sleep through... Let's say the first 20 minutes of it, the first time I saw it.
Yeah. So, I thought you got like 10 minutes in, then slept 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I missed what I would say would be most of the context.
Yeah, a lot of important details.
And I woke up and I was just like, this is a different world.
So yeah, I liked it. It was cool. It felt like kind of like two different movies a little bit. The first...
Pre and post Mandy?
Yeah, the first felt very psychedelic and slow motion kind of LSD acid trippy.
Yeah.
And the second half felt like just a slasher film, which is fun. Nicolas Cage was so fun as this kind of like over-the-top screaming violent guy.
Yeah.
Who just knew how to fight for no reason.
All out of nowhere.
That's what I don't like. I don't like when they don't explain that. That doesn't make it... Most people can't do things like that.
I can.
You 100% can, but most
yeah.
people can't.
The thing about me...
You can break a guy's neck with your bare hands.
I could. Get me. Leif, don't even fucking say anything.
What? Get you what?
Get me. Yep. Get me a man.
Well, I got two in the room right here.
Get me a man.
Uh-huh.
I can kill them.
Whoa.
Put a man in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I can kill them.
Is he asleep?
He can be asleep. He can be awake.
Get the fuck out of here.
Either way, he'll be asleep forever soon because of me.
Wow.
And my hands
yep.
and a gun.
Okay. All right. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So get me a man. Secondly, that's 1A,
yep.
get me a man. 1B, get me a gun.
I would say B would be don't let him have a gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say 1C.
Oh, so sorry. I cut you off.
1C?
Yeah.
Don't give him a gun.
Mm-mm.
That man can. If I have a gun, that man can't have a gun.
There's one gun.
And if I don't have a gun, that man cannot have a gun. I have a gun or no one has a gun. That's my rules.
That's a good rule.
Mike's rules.
Yeah. Mike's rules. There you go. That's pretty good. So I would, yeah, I would say... I liked it. I'll never watch it again.
What's your favorite movie that you've only watched once?
The only movies that like jump out at me right now, Requiem for a Dream, I'll never watch that again.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I could... A lot of like horror movies. I'm just like... Exorcist, I think I've watched that once.
Yeah.
Amistad, I watched that once. Like,
but
Roots.
Do you like Amistad?
No, yeah.
Or did you watch Amistad?
I watched it, but it was like fucking horror. I don't watch those again.
Dude, I had to watch Roots every
yeah.
year in school.
Middle school?
Middle school and high school.
It's so much.
And I would just get my ass beat. Roots week was hell for me.
Yeah, I'm going to be on vacation this fucking
yeah.
week.
Hey, can you give me a heads up before Roots week so I can get a fucking helmet? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It reminds me of that fucking perfect Roy Wood Jr. the bit about the having a white person work at the Black History Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And the black guy is like, you have to be there before 4 p.m. or he's going to be upset. Like,
yeah.
Look what you done to us.
Yeah.
This is fucking perfect.
That's one of the greatest jokes ever told.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, I guess, yeah, Requiem for a Dream is the one that sticks out the most.
Yeah.
I have it on DVD, too. I don't know why I own it. I'll never see it again.
There's no way. I think for me, it's Green Room.
Oh, really?
I only saw it that one time.
But I kind of wanted to watch it recently.
I want to rewatch it for sure.
Okay, so you would see it again, but you haven't.
I just haven't.
Oh, I misunderstood the question.
Yeah, just to see, just a movie you've only seen once that you're like, this is perfect.
That's a completely different question than I understood it as.
Oh, okay then.
Green Room, I really want to watch again.
I'd love to watch
Green Room. It was so much fun.
Green Room again.
Have you seen Green Room?
I have not.
It's fun.
Unbelievable. Oh, for me, honestly, Goodfellas.
What do you mean?
I've only seen it once.
Whoa, no shit, really?
I only watched it once recently.
Whoa.
While you were asleep.
I fell asleep.
No, you were already asleep.
I was already asleep?
Yeah, I came in. It was our lovely roommate, Will, was on the couch. And he was just sitting on the couch. Or maybe you were out of town or something. Because he was in the living room, and it was like probably 1 in the morning. And he's like, I'm about to start watching Goodfellas if you want to watch. And I was like, oh, I've never seen it before. Because I just never wanted to watch any, like, mob movies or anything.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I just never, you know, to push away everything that has always been around me, obviously. So I never wanted to watch it. And then I was like, all right, I'll watch Goodfellas. And I just was, like, jaw on the floor.
Right?
The entire time.
It's so funny. Like, oh, this very well-respected movie is fantastic.
Yeah, the thing is that I never thought
right.
Godfather or Goodfellas or any of those would be bad movies. I just never had the interest because it's so many people I know's whole personality.
Totally get
is
that.
Liking those movies.
Yeah.
And I find that, like, you know, well, mine is liking music. That's my whole personality.
No, I get that. But it's so good.
It's unbelievable.
It's phenomenal, right?
It has like 3 of the best shots in a movie I've ever seen.
Which ones? If you can remember.
The one through the bar.
The
long one shot through the bar. There's another one where there's two guys like carrying a mirror across a shot. And you can like see the reflection of the people in the shot in the mirror. And it just like looks unbelievable. And there's like another one I can't remember. But like, The one shot through the bar is...
That's like a legendary shot where people like refer to it in like film school and shit. Like as like a very classic wonder.
The part where they're introducing all the guys at the bar by their nicknames.
Yeah. Tony Two Times. You know he's Tony Two Times.
Frankie the Wop.
Yeah, Frankie the Wop was the most like, you got it. I don't need to explain this.
Yeah. You understand what his name is and why it is, right? Okay.
Come on, get the papers.
Yeah, but yeah, so yeah, Goodfellas and Green Room, the glasses are going back on.
Okay.
Those are probably the two.
I'm trying to look at my movie pass thing and see if there's anything in the account that like kind of sticks out because I forget to look at the.
I think I feel the same way about The Godfather. Is like I saw them; they were amazing. I'm good.
You don't have to see them ever again.
I don't think so. They're also like all like 3 hours long.
That's also a lot.
Yeah, definitely adds to that.
I'm trying to think of stuff I saw with MoviePass that I would like to see again. I'd like to rewatch The Phantom Thread.
Phantom Thread was so good.
I'd like to get into that one again.
I was so blown away. Because it's like,
here's the thing about this Daniel Day-Lewis guy.
Yeah.
He can act.
Yeah, he's really good.
He can act up a storm.
He's like one of the top 500 actors in the world.
I would say. He's probably one of my top 35 straight white male cis actors that I've seen. You know?
Yeah, it's fun.
He's gotta be up there.
I think is my favorite character in any movie ever is Bill Cutting from Gangs of New York.
Oh,
it's such a fucking cool character.
Good. Oh my god.
Where's
that movie set?
What's up?
Where's that movie set?
I think in Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, Paterson. The city of pets.
That's where I was born.
I know where you were fucking born.
I like that movie a lot.
Gangs of New York?
Yeah, what was the point of that?
You're going to talk about how good Man in the Iron Mask was.
I don't like that one.
No? I don't even think I saw it.
It's just Leo in a mask. No, thank you. I want to see the fucking face.
Listen, I know. And that was like peak hot Leo.
Yeah, that was around the same time.
That was close.
Yeah, that was like mid-90s.
You gotta be mid-90s.
Wow. That's crazy.
I mean, here's the thing about the mid-90s. I was really hot then too.
That's true.
Yeah. About 96?
Mm-hmm.
95, I really hit my peak. I couldn't have had more teeth in my mouth. I had so many teeth in my mouth, they were pulling them out.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. Like, we got to make space. Yeah, like, I don't think you do.
What if we throw these down the sink? I was like, you've got to have a garbage can.
That doesn't seem safe.
Yeah.
We did a show. When was this? Last week?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
About a week and a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah. Cool World. How'd that go?
No.
No?
No. Yeah, no, we don't got to talk about it.
talk about a game show.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
We did a show.
We're here.
It was
it's called Game Show.
With a
G-A-Y-M-E.
Mm-hmm,
show.
Mike and our allies.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll tell you right now.
What's up?
I have a joke where I just keep saying I'm an ally. People seem to be really, really on the fence about it.
Because they think you're fucking with them?
Because they could tell I don't mean it.
Yeah. Because you keep winking? Because
I keep going, I'm an ally, obviously, to these broads and whatever. these fucking clams. I want to save these slits as much as possible. And they just won't shut their traps.
It was fun.
We had to compete as two straight men.
Mm-hmm. I love my little detail about includes to straight flyer. Yeah.
Little straight men. To see who would be honorarily gay for a month.
Yeah, and we got matched up with a gay or a woman who gets it. A wise queer and a woman who gets it.
Yeah.
I got Sam Taggart, a dear friend.
And I got Carolina Teresa, a person we know and like.
We know. Yeah.
I won't
say dear friend, but
not a dear
there.
Friend, but yeah. Big fan.
Friend and fan.
A friend to us and a fan of us. she couldn't love the content more.
Yeah, there's trivia that I couldn't figure it out at all.
I think I got one on my own.
Yeah,
and I got four from Carolina.
It was impressive. It was just pictures.
It was like you had to like it was like context clues of gay icons.
It's like a picture of a lobster and then like a gold hammer, and people were like. The ending sequence in Mariah Carey's music video. You're like, what?
What?
So a lot of it was over our head, which we were warned was going to be over.
Yeah, I think that's what the whole point of the show was.
But then they gave us two t-shirts, one for each of us, to design, and one pair of scissors, and Mike got the scissors first, got to do a lot of fun things with it.
I really went to town with the scissors.
You made a lot of frilly and like cutty.
I really went for a Macho Man Randy Savage style.
Yeah, I could tell.
That's
good.
That's what I was going for.
The influence was there.
Yeah.
Because
I was like, if I'm going to be straight on this show, I'm going to be aggressively straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was.
I cut
because they gave us. Why you say it like that?
Well, I don't know. You won.
Yeah, I did. I'm being the straightest.
Okay.
I went up on stage and I fucked a woman. I fucked her and she consented to it, but she did not enjoy it.
Oh, it's a fine line. It's not a fine line.
Yeah.
It's just
it's a pretty easy line.
Yeah, yeah.
But not that she didn't enjoy it in a way that she was against it. I gave a poor performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is unusual
mm-hmm.
for me with sex.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, my batting average of good to bad sex mm-hmm. in the last year or so is favorably bad.
Really?
I've been passing out poor dick across the world.
Wow.
Like, save for a few people. Really, just like. We're talking all different variations. We're talking low energy.
Yeah.
We're talking high energy, quick finish. We're talking not even trying to eat the pussy.
just yelling at her, just talking to her a little bit.
Just fucking spray it with water.
Like a cat?
Like a plant that's very sensitive? You're like, I don't know. Put it in the microwave for a minute so it'll soften up.
Jesus. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
So I'm gay now.
Mike's gay. Mike won and he's gay.
I'm honorarily.
For a month.
For a month, I'm honorarily gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the bookings couldn't be coming in slower.
That's crazy. So congratulations to Mike.
Thank you. I'm gay now.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, gay Mike.
Gay Mike. What else has been going on?
I got nothing, man. I've been dog sitting for a while.
You have? I hate when you dog sit.
Because I'm not around?
Because you're not around. Chuck is very needy.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot fulfill his needs.
Oh. You can't.
Uh-uh. He just claws at my door.
He's like, please let me sleep.
I'm like, no.
Please let me sleep with you. I want to sleep in bed.
I let him in last night just because I couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
you can also open my bedroom door and just let him sleep on my bed.
Okay, good to know. He just like walked around me for a while and he's like left. I was like, what's
all he
like,
wants.
Ugh.
Here's the thing. Cats are a lot like women.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them.
I do not like them in any way, shape, or form.
Everything about them is bad.
They're annoying.
And none of it is good.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep scratching me.
Yeah, I hate when your dogs sit for long. I mean, this isn't that long, but that last
like
time
2 weeks.
Ridiculous. Yeah, that's pretty long, actually.
Last time it was a month.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
I used to be like, this is a vacation.
And oh, really?
I used to think it was like a vacation to stay at like a rich person's
mm-hmm.
house. And now I'm like, this is a prison.
Yeah.
And a punishment.
Even if it's nicer, it's still not your apartment.
I've been sent to solitary confinement at Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm in a different neighborhood where I have not set my life up around. And also, whenever I am in a neighborhood that I'm not, like, not that I'm not comfortable in, but it's the one I'm just not used to.
Yeah.
There's always a problem with the transit.
That's true.
Every
time. It is crazy how often that happens.
Every time I'm somewhere else, they're like, guess what? All the buses are now bicycles, and you have to drop but those big ones, those party bicycles. You ever seen those in, like, New Orleans or somewhere where there's
it's like a bunch of people
sideways riding, pedaling those sideways things, and you drink a bunch of fucking booze, and they make you drink, which is crazy. I feel like the MTA can't make you drink, but they did. And that's what the bus is now.
The bus is one of those sideways bicycles
that you have to ride, and one guy's like, jump in the line. I believe you. Jump in the line.
Hey, that stupid glasses on.
Yeah. He has 2015 New Year's glasses on.
It's funny that every vacation spot needs to have that guy.
The jump in the line guy?
The white guy with like kind of curly long hair he wears in a bun.
The Justin Guarini.
Yes, the Justin Guarini. Circa fucking 1999.
Was he an Italian fellow?
That's a great
Justin
question.
Justin Guarini.
He might have been like half Italian, half a fucking little bitch.
Half a Shih Tzu. Or a different animal with curly hair. Imagine,
oh, man. Yeah, it's like I think every time I go on vacation, I'm like, you're fucking here too.
How are you here?
How are you always here,
sir? How did you transfer bicycles? Yeah.
They have like a weird website for themselves. Like a dating website, but for jobs.
Yeah.
And like, this is what you look like, and this is the only job that you're could do.
You're allowed to be guy on the sideways bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to be guy that opens up a coconut with a machete.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be surf instructor.
Surf instructor slash rent jet skis.
Yeah.
That's the kind of same guy.
Or you can work at a fine dining restaurant,
mm-hmm.
but you always look like you're about to get fired.
Yeah,
like
you're like
on
the fucking
white
last
shirt
straw.
And the black tie, and your eyes are too wide. And you're like, hey, what the specials tonight are, please help.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're like, what, huh?
Also, the 20% tip is minimum.
It's like, sure.
Why are you talking like that? It's crazy, because you worked at a couple. Okay, so I don't know if we want to name the restaurants you worked at.
I don't know if you care.
So you worked at Blossom.
Yep.
And you worked at Pickle Shack.
Yep.
So Blossom is kind of like for vegans that don't live here.
Yeah.
It's kind of a destination restaurant. Was Pickle Shack.
No, they're still too new.
Yeah.
They're better quality food.
But they weren't.
They didn't get the reputation. They weren't allowed. It wasn't around long enough to get its
reputation.
Due.
Yeah.
Because it was really good.
Yeah. But working at Blossom. You worked at the one on like 79th Street?
I worked at the one on 82nd and Columbus for 5 years, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often did you have to be like, listen, here we tip?
Oh, dude, it's crazy. But we're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to hold a steak knife to a French guy's throat
no.
and be like, listen, in America, we tip the servers.
We try to figure out a lot of different ways to like show them that it's customary to tip. We figured out a way to print. There are stickers you could put on the notebook, the checkbooks.
Yeah.
That tell you the percentages, like 20 is good service, bad service, or whatever. Blah, yeah. blah, blah, great service, whatever. That didn't work. We printed it on the receipt itself, right where you sign. That didn't work.
Yeah.
It's just like we couldn't get it across. Like I remember once I had a table of like five because six it automatically goes to
gratuity. Yeah.
Of five, and the bill was like $300, and they
which
gave
is
me,
a lot of money.
They gave me $4.
No Jesus. Fucking way.
They have $4, most of it in change.
You got a like 1.2% tip. Mm-hmm.
So what I started doing was. If, sorry, this is fucking not racist, but it's like if I can tell you are tourists and there's five of you, I'm fucking putting six down.
Oh, shit.
On the computer. I'm like, no, you're six.
You're six now.
There's fucking six people. I was burned 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. Because this is off of not working. This is like a kind of a scam, but mm-hmm. not working in a restaurant. So finish
yours. So this is one time. This is the most amount of customers ever gotten at me. We had a table of a party of 14 and at the Which restaurant.
But the show is party of five.
I know. So this is like almost three times that.
It's a party of five plus nine.
That fucking adds up.
Thank you.
I was good at dealing with big parties. Like I was usually in the back session. I was good at dealing with big parties. I had the energy for it and loud.
Big fat cock.
Thank you so much. And the
from what I've heard. When I suck it.
You were blindfolded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, from the feeling.
You put it in your ear and you hear the ocean. The main couple, the one who's it's like birthday, they show up first.
Yeah.
And she's like, hi, blah, blah, blah. And they ask me a question. I tell them the answer. And it's like, oh, we could do like separate checks for everyone. And I'm like, you could all pay however you want. It's going to be one bill because it's too difficult with a lot of people coming in, people will be adding to ask things. And like, I've done it a lot. I'm just telling you, this is just the easiest way and it makes the most sense. You can divide it however you want, but it's going to be one check.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you now, I'm not going to do that. You're going to take, I have other tables. You're not my only table. Which I know feels a little like rude, but it's like, this is New York City. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I have 14 other tables on top of your table.
Yeah.
I can't sit there and cut up a receipt fucking seven ways. It's just, yeah. It's going to take too long.
That's crazy.
Because it's like people don't show up all together and order the whole meal. Like that'd be easy. I could do that. But it's like eight get there and order appetizers and six get there. And just like it's very difficult. The meal continues. One thing is like a little bit later than one food article doesn't get there when they want, blah 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 blah. They didn't like me.
I'm saying goodbye. Somebody didn't like you?
Right?
I'm shocked.
They're leaving and I'm kind of standing in the area from the like walk by me. I'm saying goodnight. Bye bye, thank you so much. The main couple's at the very end of the line. And she gives me a weird look. And he says something nasty to me. Where he's like, something, 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 fuck you or something. I'm like, oh, what's up? Like, I laughed at him.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're so fucking arrogant. I hope you get fired. I'm like, I hope I get fired too. I said really loud. And everyone kind of looked at us. And he like leaned over and said something else to me. And I was just like, get the fuck out. Like, I just like don't fuck yourself, man.
Yeah.
They leave, but as they leave, I see him lean over and talk to one of the tables. They're a very friendly man. Like, they're friends. It's very obvious that that table and him are friends and know each other. And he leaves his credit card. He forgot his credit card at the table. And the fucking number of evil things I thought of to do to him while he left his credit card there. Like, I'm like, okay, I could, like, ask them where he works and go wait outside his job and then beat the fuck out of him.
And then give him his credit card
and then
back.
Give him his credit card back. Like, so many fucking things happened to my head. But I'm like, I'm just not going to do anything, whatever. And then an hour later, they showed up and I just gave them the credit card. And I was like, they like gave me a look like, we're sorry. We were more angry than we should have been. But I'm like, no, man, fuck you.
Yeah. Dude, that happened to me. Oh. That happened to me this week.
Yeah.
Where I got, I something happened in my body.
Uh-huh.
When I turned 30, and I'm just like, no more.
Yeah.
No more anyone is, there's no way anyone is talking to me in any way that I don't like anymore.
Right, you're just not going to stand for it.
Yeah, it's a thing where it's just like, I kind of always, the weird thing is that I'm not, I'm a pessimist for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for some reason, always give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way they're talking to me like this on purpose.
Right.
There's no way you're talking to me like this on purpose. Like, you can't. There's no way you think this is an okay thing to do to another person.
Yeah.
And I always just let shit slide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I stew about it, and I'm angry, but mm-hmm. I don't, like, do anything. Because I'm like, it's not even worth my time.
Sure.
And I just had someone say something so fucking rude to me this week. And I finally just had to be like, hey, listen. Like, and I was very angry,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't aggressive about it.
Yeah, you didn't lose control in the moment.
No. I was like, hey, I just need you to know that what you just said was like a real piece of shit thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was rude and you're an asshole.
Yeah.
So I guess that is a little aggressive.
Nah, it's aggressive, but the tone is like, hey, I'm not like crazy right now. I'm not like freaking on flipping tables.
Yeah. I just need you to know that
you cross the line.
You're being a piece of shit to me.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I just thought I was like kind of like playfully joking around and blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And I was just like, they're like, oh, I don't know. I just wanted to say this one thing, but I had to say this thing too. And I was like, the easiest thing would have been to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the easiest option.
Yeah.
Is to never say anything.
Yeah.
I don't say anything to most people in the world. It's crazy how little people I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I get on stage. And yeah. There's always so few people there. But it was just, and it was a thing where I think they just do not have people in their life that do that.
I think it's human instinct to like see how far you can get with people.
Yeah. Just because this has happened to me with this person before where I've like said something to them and I know that it fucking dug in
mm-hmm.
because no one talks to them like this. And I like,
I know you're not naming names on purpose, but we talked about this before, right?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
so make
it's,
sure
it's, yeah, 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 it's something that we've talked about.
Yeah, yeah. So sorry, we can't name names.
I mean, the thing is that it's like legally, I definitely could.
Of course.
But it's uncouth.
It's uncouth. We are so couth.
I couldn't be more couth. Couther Town.
Mm-hmm.
That's my show.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that joke.
Oh, Cougar Town.
Like Cougar Town.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What a reference.
Yeah, I know.
The Courtney Cox vehicle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Busy Phillips vehicle. Thank you.
I don't know if she was in that.
Yeah, she
was. I love Busy Phillips.
She's great. But yeah, I was just like,
like my wife, Lazy Phillips.
Fucking Christ, dude. Go sit in the corner for 5 minutes.
I didn't tell you to sit in the corner of your piece of shit joke.
But I acknowledged it was a piece of shit joke.
Oh, I didn't. All mine are pieces of shit jokes. All
right, then. I guess it was just a known thing.
Yeah,
that all your jokes are going to be pieces of shit jokes.
It's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, so I just was like, hey, yeah, like, you could have just said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was very rude,
mm-hmm.
and you shouldn't have said anything. And then I got, I'd say, 8 to 9 text messages after that trying to apologize. And I was just, because the thing is, what made me think of it is that I almost wanted to reply just to be like, hey, I see your apology, but I'm not alleviating you of any guilt.
Okay.
Like, thank you for apologizing, but that doesn't make what you did okay.
For sure. For
but
sure.
I just didn't say anything because it's easier.
Yeah, it is easier.
But it's the thing where it's like, I'm not here to like, I mean.
Is that you?
No, it couldn't.
It's me, but I have no idea where my phone is.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
I've been trying to find it this whole time. I have no idea where it is.
That's so interesting. Go look for it, man.
But yeah, just to be like, hey, yeah, listen. I see and acknowledge I'm going to fucking lose it. I see and acknowledge that you have apologized.
Yeah.
But no.
Right.
Not accepted.
Whoa.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I've only done that like once or twice in my life.
Yeah.
When people like, I'll tell people like, hey, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But don't say apologize. I'm like, cool, you got it. Fantastic. I'm over it now.
Yeah.
I just need you to apologize.
And the thing is that it's not that I'm like, I guess I am still, there's still a little bit of residual.
Sure, you're not a perfect. You're not perfect. I mean, I'm
close as possible. But as close as possible, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one thing I'm missing. A third eye. Right in the middle of my head.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's like, it's whatever.
Okay.
Like, I'm mad that it happened. And it was a dumb situation to have even been in.
Sure.
But as a thing where it's like, yeah, I'm not gonna like let someone talk to me like this
good,
anymore.
Good, good, good. So watch your fucking mouth when you tweet at Mike.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I want to give a quick thank you and shout out to Rafael or Raf Diaz. He gave us some nicknames. He tweeted some nicknames at us.
Oh yeah, some boxing nicknames.
That's very sweet of him. So thanks, Raf. Appreciate it.
Shout out.
Shout out to Raf.
Shout out to King Raf.
King Raf, daddy.
Yeah. I also got so mad. I told you this today at the house, but I got so mad last night. I had to take a walk.
Yeah, you had to take a mad walk.
I had to take a. Luckily, I'm dog sitting, so I just took the dog for a walk.
Makes sense.
But I got. Somebody said something kind of about me to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me so mad that I was like, I hadn't done that in a decade.
Right.
Where I was so mad I had to go take a walk.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't even there for you to like leave. Like if you're a couple and you're mad at each other, one person goes takes a walk to like,
yeah.
to like get space. Like you're not even fucking near that person. You just need to fucking walk off for no reason. But yeah. to you know.
It's great. I've been having a great week. I definitely haven't
the whole country has, honestly. This is
I
be
definitely
better.
Haven't been getting the fucking shit under the stick for 6 days in a row
mm-hmm.
at all.
Not at all.
Not even a little. Just taking L after L. Just it's like a consecutive hot one.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting the legs sweeped out.
A little bit.
Feels good.
No, you know what you're made of. Come.
What I'm made of is like... very soft.
Mm-hmm.
Easily foldable.
Foldable. You're malleable. You're resistant. You bend like a blade of grass.
I think I squish like a big, like a ball of gack.
Oh, I
Nickelodeon
remember gack.
Brand gack.
Gack. The green stuff.
Yeah, I didn't ever have
sometimes
it.
Orange? Am I wrong? No, I think it was always green.
It might have been in an orange container.
That's what it was.
I think you could get it in multiple colors. That's a... Yeah.
Okay. Slime? Nickelodeon is called slime.
The stuff they pour on you is slime. Gack is a different... Gack is like flubber.
Got it. Which is also green.
Which is also green.
But a little more transparent, almost like jello.
Flubber was... Flubber couldn't be more transparent.
Right? Okay.
The only way it could be more transparent would be if it was clear.
Okay, so we're on the same...
Or if it was Hillary's email.
Whoa!
The transparency there. I mean, with this damn Cheeto in cheek.
Oh, man. What else we want to talk? Is there anything else we got going on? Shout out to Jay and Jesse. They came into the city. You saw them. It was fun. Heal up.
Yeah, they fucked in my bed.
Tooths, right? What did you expect?
Payback is... They're fine.
It's fine. Yeah, Payback is fine.
They're my friends in town. I might have... had some coital relations
mm-hmm.
in their marital bed.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to my single, couldn't be more alone.
They're so tall. I can't believe they fit in your bed.
Okay, first of all, my beds couldn't be taller.
It could be. It could be two sizes taller.
No. I have a full extra long.
Okay, sorry.
I got a full extra long.
But they are above average height.
Jesse's not. I'm taller than Jesse.
I thought you guys are the same height.
We're either the same height or I'm an inch taller.
Okay, and he's much bigger than both of us.
Jay's quite tall.
He's quite tall.
I'll give him that.
So I'm just saying it's a lot of people in that bed.
It's a full bed.
Yeah.
It's a double bed. Double is two people.
So you're saying Jay fits on a twin.
I'm saying Jay fits on a twin extra long, which is the same length as a full.
Wow. All right. Okay. I'm just saying that's a lot.
I'm just saying, don't you dare denigrate my bed. My marital bed.
I apologize. It's now marital.
It's now marital bed.
Married couple fucking your bed.
A married couple fucked in my bed. It's a marital bed.
That's great. Congratulations to you.
If anyone, they had a kid previously.
Yeah.
That's a baby making bed.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta have gotten someone pregnant on that bed.
Yeah, easily.
Maybe not that bed.
It's a new bed.
It's a vaguely new mattress.
It's a vaguely new mattress. Someone before that, though. Ooh,
oh,
boy.
My God.
Don't even started on the comment inside of a pussy in there.
I would cut a hole in the mattress.
And you pull out and come in there?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's called the well.
There's a little boy stuck in it.
Yeah, we're going to the well. I had a little bucket I'd bring down there. Bring it back up.
A swing hands on a pulley system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It has a little handle. A rope pulley. Squeak, 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 squeak. Bring it back up. You're like, well's running dry. You get half a bucket.
That's gross. I watched that, what's his name? God damn it.
You watch me come into bed?
Huh?
You watch me come into bed?
Don't you come into bed? No, I watched. It was the guy who was on SNL and got fired pretty quick, and now he's in L.A., and he has a camping show now with All Things Comedy.
I don't know.
I gotta stop bringing people up. I can't remember their names.
I got fired from SNL. Damon.
He's a comic.
Wayans.
No. White guy. He looks like Shaw. Oh, you know Shaw. Fuck.
I know Shaw.
Okay, he looks like Shaw.
White guy.
White
Jenny
guy with a beard.
Slate.
No. Well, anyway, they're at the beach.
Yeah.
And he digs a hole and he just goes on his knees and falls forward and pees into the hole laying down on
That's
the
a
beach.
Good bit.
And that was a very funny bit. That's the only fucking reason I brought it up.
Thank you so much.
God damn it.
When's the last time you peed in the wild?
I guess when we went to Connecticut. Where were we?
Massachusetts.
New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah. We were in New Hampshire.
I'm assuming
swimming?
I peed in there. Yeah, I don't know if I did.
Did you pee in the water?
I don't know if I did. I don't think I did, actually.
I diarrheaed in the water.
Diarrheaed?
But no pee came out.
I came in the water.
Dude.
I did not.
I yanked my fucking cock off.
You did. That was so much fun.
Let it flow down the waterfall.
That's why TLC would say don't go chasing waterfalls because it's all cum. I can't speak.
Waterfalls. Did you put a bunch of cotton? Did you get dental surgery today?
Yeah, I got like
Novocaine?
Novocaine in my tongue.
Just in the tongue?
Just
we gotta numb this tongue. My man's getting tongue surgery.
When I was gonna get my braces put on, they had to pull out a couple teeth.
Yeah.
And the woman was like shooting Novocaine into my gums and like around my teeth.
Yeah.
And she turned around for a second while the needle was in my gums and it pulled out and just squirted Novocaine down my throat.
Oh, no.
It's one of the worst tasting things I've ever
had. It's really bad.
It's disgusting.
You're like, ah.
And I couldn't talk well. It was just a nightmare.
Like your throat was asleep?
Yeah, yeah. It was really strange. And she's like, oh, shit, sorry.
And you're like, yeah, sorry, this just adversely affected my entire life today.
Yeah. Well, I got my braces at a college, so it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what you get.
Yeah.
From college students.
I had braces twice.
That's crazy.
And my teeth are still kind of jacked.
Yeah. But I had mine from 5th grade to 9th grade. I had like a pretty decent amount of
I hair. Had mine. I had braces and then they were taken off. I had some teeth pulled out. I had a palate expander put in. The thing with the key
mm-hmm.
that you
That's
fucking
crazy.
Turn. And then I had braces put back on. And then my orthodontist never really explained the idea of a retainer to me.
Okay.
And I thought you just wore it for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you didn't have to wear it anymore because your teeth were fixed.
Nope.
So I just stopped wearing it. And my teeth are fucking jacked up now.
Yeah, I lost mine years ago. I should still be wearing it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I lost that thing years ago.
You know what we got to do.
My teeth are fine, though.
You know what we got to do.
What? Those are some nice teeth.
Thanks, bud.
I couldn't explain. I couldn't want to say this thing more.
Say it.
You know what we got to do, though.
What?
Enroll in dental school.
Mike and Diego, go to dental school.
How fun would that be?
I'd hate it.
If we go to dental school.
I'm like, ew, I don't want to touch your mouth.
I want to go to dental school, but for pussies.
So a gynecology school?
But in the movie Teeth.
But in the movie where they all have teeth in their mouths.
But,
I didn't watch the movie.
No.
They had teeth
okay,
in their pussy.
They had teeth in their mouth,
and
but
also
their pussy. Vagina dentata.
So when she had sex,
rip your dick off with her teeth.
Does she have the choice? Every time it's going to rip your dick off.
Oh, I don't know.
Or is it only like one she doesn't want to have inside of her?
I think only one she doesn't want to have inside of her.
That's kind of fun to be like, oh, let's see. Okay, here we go. Oh!
I think she might have had control of it.
Okay, that's fun.
But there's
like and you're like, come on.
You fucking tried to teeth me.
He's like, oh, come on, we're having fun here.
It would be fun if you were a woman to put a set of chattering teeth in somehow inside of your vagina.
Somehow inside your vagina.
And you're like, hey, I'm doing teeth. And then you're like, all right, stop doing that.
Good bit, but how are you going to get that out of there?
Yeah. First of all, how'd you get that in there? I had a thing.
Did you?
And it's gone.
All right.
Oh, I was thinking about those like African anti-rape devices.
Oh, yeah.
Those things that have like, they're basically that.
Yeah.
But like a spike, like spikes.
That's crazy.
what a woman puts inside of her, and if you try to fuck her.
Imagine walking around with that.
The pussy spike?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine walking around with like a big bag. Like a heavy book.
And she's like European campers with a backpack that has a buckle around your waist. She's like, fuck off, man.
You could. Oh, man.
No.
Every time I see a European person, I want to kick them in front of a train. Get away from me with your weirdly faded jeans.
Yeah, go back to old America.
I can tell a person is European by their shoes.
Oh, yeah. They're wearing those weird Ferrari Pumas.
Yeah. Like, I can't tell. It's a weird thing where it's like, I can't tell every European by their shoes, but I can spot a European's shoes from a mile away.
Yeah. I get that.
Because some people from Europe just dress like people.
And some wear fucking capris.
And some of them wear the tightest polo shirt you've ever seen in your life.
A gaudy, like, royal blue and also, like, dark blue and yellow
with
polo.
Some white.
Couple necklaces. White, like, diesel sneakers with, like,
oh my God.
Light khaki slash somehow pink capris. And, like, the fucking bracelets. Dude, I worked at a mall in South of Florida, which is, like, very much Brazilian tourists. And, like, it's just, like, I would know what you were going to ask for the second you walked in, shoes-wise.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Fucking ponies? Yeah, I got it. Yeah. No problem.
My ex used to work for MAC Cosmetics.
Uh-huh. I had an ex that worked for MAC Cosmetics.
Obviously, we both had exes that worked for MAC Cosmetics.
Jesus, I made a rule after that one.
Yeah. No more.
No more women that work at MAC Cosmetics.
I made a rule after the first woman I dated that was a makeup artist. I was like, all right, three more, and that's it. And maybe a couple more after that.
Maybe.
All right. Only a few women with haircutting scissors tattooed on them.
God.
How many? Only a couple former roller derby women.
Yeah, just a handful of women who wanted to be suicide girls.
Yeah, and a couple that were. And a couple that were on websites that were suicide girls, but worse.
But worse quality.
God's girls. What a very specific reference.
That's a great reference.
But my ex worked at
Burning Mac. Angel. That's what it was.
No, Burning Angel is. They do full fuck vids.
I know.
Oh, I know.
There's a woman who was on one of them who tried to have sex with me while asleep. Not asleep, but like she woke me up to. Okay, long story.
No! You know what? Let's drop this Mac Cosmetics thing and get. Just really quick, I'll say it. We'll drop it after I say it.
Okay, go ahead.
We're coming back.
I'll say it and then I'll drop it.
Okay.
It was just literally like she worked at the one at 34th Street and Herald Square at the Macy's. And she was saying that there was people from two different sections of the world that would do the same thing. They would come and buy like $5,000 worth of merchandise to then bring it back and sell. And it was guys from West Africa and guys from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
They would come in with huge orders and buy like $5,000 or $10,000 worth of shit and then bring it back and sell it in Brazil. And it wasn't technically illegal.
No.
Because they weren't, you know, because they're not selling it out of business.
Yeah.
And also once they bring it out of Macy's, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're not going to turn down a $10,000 sale that you get commission on.
No way.
Anyway, so tell about the time you were sexually assaulted.
I was not sexually assaulted in any way. You make that very clear. It was my first move to New York. I was friends with a bunch of hardcore kids, and I still am really, but one girl was hanging out. And
should I not put my sunglasses on for this story?
You didn't put my sunglasses. And she was older than me by a decent amount and was just apparently smitten by me for some reason. And I knew it, and I was like, no, thank you. I was not interested.
Yeah.
And then she was... What's up?
This is a thing...
I know. Yeah, I know.
You already know what I'm going to bring up.
Yeah.
How many times a woman has been like, I want to have sex with you, and you're like, thanks, but no thanks. I can't tell you how many times I've had sex with someone just because they're like, I want to have sex with you. I'm like, well, I got nothing else going on. I don't particularly want to be here.
Uh-huh.
But I sure do have a big void inside of me that I would like to fill.
Yeah.
So how about this? Some very poor performance from a man to a woman who is quickly becoming uninterested.
There you go.
How about that?
Why not that? Yeah, anyway. I don't know. I can't do that. Sometimes I just don't. I'm not into it. I don't know how to explain it. I just.
Because you have like.
We're different.
Yeah, you have like self-respect. And you, like, value yourself.
I guess so, yeah.
And I'm like, what if I just keep trying to have sex.
Mm-hmm. So
I just bought these fucking stupid sunglasses. Because I'm like, okay, maybe this will stop people from trying to have sex with me. Guess what? It definitely will. It's not like people are trying to have sex with me that hard anyway. Anyway.
It climaxed, or poor short choice of words. It apexed at, she was friends with my roommate, one of my roommates, and I was in bed asleep, and she thought it'd be funny to like kind of wake me up and like be in my bed. And
like Evanescence style?
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Oh, you mean by inside?
No, I just mean like, wake. It's just so they say wake me up in the song.
And she's just pseudo silly jokingly, but like kind of like in my bed kind of a thing. I was like, please get out of my bed. I don't know what to tell you. And she's
telling you right now, man. That kind of sounds like assault.
No. She was like, she didn't like put her hands on me or anything, but she like woke me up. All right. And people were like laughing in the living room.
Yeah.
Because like,
yeah, but that's the thing.
I'm awful at being woken up.
People laughing outside of the room doesn't not make it assault.
Sure, good point. But no, it was. I don't consider.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I don't think you do. But
but I that's have like jerked a, off to her a porn video she's been in. So
I can't wait to ask you what her name is as soon as we stop.
I'll show
recording.
You. Yeah. Okay.
Because there was in a band with a guy that was having a sexual relationship with a woman who was like a pretty big deal on Burning Angel, and she definitely 100% had a husband.
Oh, then I bet it's the same person.
1,000%. You show me the picture.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely her.
Yeah. That's so
fucking
funny.
Holy
That's so
shit.
Funny. Well, you didn't get me, honey.
That's a tale of two titties if I've ever heard one. How are you?
Right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the podcast.
I want
to
kill myself every day.
Rate and review, please. 5 stars. Bear with Life, Micah Brucey, This Diego Lopez on Twitter and Instagram. Please check out brainmachinenetwork.com for all of your podcast needs. And we will see you next Friday. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. Share it with a friend.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry for everything I said.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.